Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to 5 a.m. prayer. Whether you are a citizen of St. Miami, whether you are a friend, a partner, or you just simply received the invitation to join us this morning for prayer, we welcome you to this call to prayer. Now, I want you to take a moment if you are joining us on this morning, take a moment and just go ahead and mute your line because we are recording this morning and we want to be able to send this out, amen, to everyone so that they can also be a part. If they weren't able to be with us live, amen, they are able to join us whenever they're able to, amen. So we're gathering this morning at 5 a.m., which falls within what was known in the New Testament period as the fourth watch of the night. This is the fourth watch, 5 a.m. Approximately between 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. is the fourth watch. And we see that language in Matthew 14 and 25 when it says, "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea." I don't know if you want to jot that down so you can read that in your own leisure, but that's in Matthew 14, 25. So we're gathering during that transition between night and morning, right? Darkness has not completely lifted if you look out your window, but morning is fastly approaching. And I want to give us some understanding before we begin praying. It is my custom to do so because I do not believe the Lord gathered us this morning simply for repetition of prayer. There is never a time when prayer is inappropriate, right? Prayer is always necessary. Scripture tells us that men ought to always, I hear you, even though I don't hear you, I hear you. Men ought to always pray. But there is a difference between praying, because prayer is a part of our Christian discipline, and being summoned to prayer, because God is drawing our attention to something. I believe I'll repeat that again. And I'm not doing that out of cliche. There is a difference between praying because prayer is a part of our Christian discipline and being summoned to prayer because God is drawing our attention to something. Late yesterday evening, while I was in excruciating pain, I heard the Lord say, "Gather the people for prayer." But he didn't just say, "Gather the people." He also said, "They need prayer." And I said, "Okay." For years, I've been accustomed to God telling me to gather people for corporate prayer. I don't know why I'm getting emotional. There have been many times when the Lord has said to me, "Gather the people." That's not unusual for me. As you're coming in, I'm just going to ask if you would please check your phone and make sure you're on mute. It's not unusual for me to hear the Lord say, "Gather the people." What was unusual happened earlier this month. The Lord called us together for mass deliverance. Now, I believe in deliverance. I have personally gone through deliverance many times. I've assisted in deliverance ministry. I have been present for deliverance services. But until recently, I had never personally received an instruction from God to gather the people for mass deliverance. That was new for me. And when the Lord gave me that instruction, I began explaining something to our leaders that I think is important for all of us to understand. There are the regular rhythms of worship, right? When you look in Scripture, Israel had regular rhythms. There were their daily sacrifices. They had Sabbaths. They had appointed worship. They had prayer. They had established practices. And likewise, as Christian believers, we have established rhythms also. We pray. We have our worship times. We study Scripture, right? We gather corporately But then scripture, throughout scripture, there were also moments when God said, in essence, gather the people because I'm about to do something particular among them. Right? If you look in the book of Joel, chapter number 2, many of you may be familiar with that particular chapter, because he gives an instruction in that chapter. He says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion. These were the instructions. He said, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, and sanctify the congregation. That was the instruction in Joel. And that was not their ordinary weekly rhythm. Something required a response from the people. And frequently when God calls his people together, there is a time of preparation connected to the gathering. Before they went to Sinai, God told Moses to sanctify the people and prepare them. Before Israel crossed, I hope you're seeing the pattern this morning, before Israel crossed the Jordan, Joshua said, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And there are moments when God establishes a rhythm, and there are moments when God interrupts the rhythm with an instruction. I believe I'll say that again. There are moments when God, you will have an established rhythm that God will give you. Get up at 4. Get up at 3. Get up at midnight. Whatever. Get up in the middle of the day. Or take your lunch break and go pray. Take a period of time and fast, right? God will establish rhythms in our lives. But there are moments when God interrupts the rhythm and gives us an instruction. And that is important for us who live prophetically. Sometimes living in submission to the voice of God can look unstable to somebody who only understands plans. You may hear people say, well, why wasn't that on the calendar? Why didn't we know about this 3 months ago? Why wasn't this announced at the beginning of the year? And guess what? There's nothing wrong with planning. We should plan. We should seek God concerning our calendars and steward our time responsibly. But you cannot plan your year so rigidly that God cannot interrupt what you planned. There are instructions that he will give us in January, and then there are instructions he will give you on August 11th at around about 5 p.m. when you are in excruciating pain. Our responsibility is not to predict every instruction. Our responsibility is to remain positioned to hear God when the instruction comes. And for the last couple of months at Sent Miami, we've been talking about a subject called range. We started broadly with this concept of range itself. We talked about the capacity. I'm sorry. We talked about the capacity God develops in his people to function beyond just one expression or one environment or one familiar way of operating, right? And then we move from just talking about the broad subject of range into a more specific area called prophetic range. And so we began examining how God speaks, how we as his people perceive what he is saying, and how our ability to hear and respond to him must develop. And then the Lord began moving us into our teaching concerning the multidimensional church. We introduced that at the beach. And we moved into the understanding that the church cannot be reduced to just one function or one expression, because God himself works through his people in many dimensions. But while we were in the middle of that progression, God interrupted the teaching and he gave us an instruction. He said, gather the people for deliverance. And now, shortly after deliverance, he has interrupted us again. He said, gather the people for prayer. So I've been paying attention to the progression, because range is not just about what we can do. Prophetic range is not just about what we can hear. A multidimensional church is not just a church capable of doing many things. All of it requires a people who are spiritually sensitive enough to move when God moves. So today is August 12th, right? And for those of you that are on this line on today, welcome to everyone that is just joining the line. Maybe you are familiar with the Hebrew calendar. Maybe you're not. But so that everyone is on the same page, today on the Hebrew calendar is 29 of 5786. So in the Hebrew calendar, they start with the day. We typically start with the month and then the day and then the year. They start with the day and then the month and then the year. So on the Hebrew calendar, today is 29, that's the date, of, that's the month, 5786, that's the year. We are at the very end of the month of Av, and we are approaching the month of Elul. That is spelled E-L-U-L, for anyone that wants to go and look it up. And I want to be clear about why I'm bringing this up. Because many of us that are here on this line today, we're not Jewish. We're not attempting to convert anyone to Judaism, because our righteousness is in Christ. And the New Testament does not require Gentile believers to keep Israel's calendar necessarily in order to belong to God. But I don't think we should ignore it either. I don't think we should ignore the biblical calendar as though it teaches us nothing. God established appointed times in Scripture. If you look in the book of Leviticus 23, you will repeatedly see them being called the Feast of the Lord or Holy Convocations. So when you hear people going into convocations, that's not a man-made idea, although many of the convocations we see man has interrupted with his own way. But holy convocations are from the Lord, right? And so studying their placement and their purpose helps us understand biblical patterns of remembrance, of examination, of repentance, you know, when we should worship, when we should prepare. And look at where we are right now as I'm speaking to you. We're leaving the month of Av, and we're entering into the month of Elul. And after Elul comes the month Tishrei. And this month contains several of Israel's major appointed times. You know, Rosh Hashanah begins sundown on September the 11th this year. Yom Kippur follows, beginning at sundown September the 20th. Sukkot, it begins at sundown September 25th. For some of you, you may have never even heard of these holidays. For some of you, the only reason why you know these holidays is because you work for the school board and you have those days off, many of you. So, Elul, the month of Elul, sits immediately before a consecrated season of appointed times. Did you hear what I said? We're leaving the month of Av. And we're entering into the month of Elul. And look where Elul sits. It sits before a consecrated season of appointed times. And so that makes this month Elul. We're not in it yet. But it makes Elul, in Jewish tradition, a season of self-examination, a season of repentance, a season of returning and preparation. And I want us to understand, before we pray on today, the pattern, not just the calendar, but the pattern. Because what God wants us to see in 2026, in the month of 8, on the day of 12, which is a governmental number. He wants us to see this. Before certain appointments comes preparation. Oh, come on and talk to me this morning. Before certain appointments, there comes preparation. You don't wait until the appointment to get ready for the appointment. Av, which is the month that we're in now, it carries a very complicated history in Jewish memory. And one thing that is important for us to understand about the Jewish people is that remembrance is deeply embedded in their biblical history. Throughout the scripture, He continually tells Israel, he says, remember. Remember what I did. Remember where I brought you from. My God. He tells them, remember what happened. Remember what I taught you through it. So their history was not simply something that happened and then disappeared. They remembered it, and they taught succeeding generations to remember it too. And Av became associated particularly with grief and destruction. The ninth day of Av, in Jewish culture, it's called Tisha B'Av. It became a day of mourning, particularly because both of the temples in Jerusalem were destroyed in connection with this period on the calendar. The first temple was destroyed by the Babylonians, and centuries later, the second temple was destroyed by the Romans. So Av, it carries the memory of destruction and loss. It carries the memory of displacement and grief. And while that is Israel's history, I think we can understand the principle too. Because all of us have seasons that we remember because of what happened in them. You may remember a season because of sickness. I remember the years that I walked through a season of sickness. You may remember a season because of heartache. You may remember a season because of arguments and conflict. And you may remember a season because something ended, someone died. Something you thought would remain was destroyed. And sometimes the season ends, but the memory of the season, it remains. And I want you to hear me this morning. There's nothing wrong with remembering. Remembering can teach you. Remembering can give you wisdom. Remembering can remind you of what God brought you through. But remembering something does not mean you are supposed to remain in it. Because, as I shared with the intercessors last night, seasons change. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season. and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There was a season for what you experienced. There was a time for what you had to process. There may have been a time to grieve. There may have been a time to mourn. There may have been a time to sit with what was lost, but everything has a season. Then we also have to discern when that season has changed. The month of Av does not last forever. You know why? Because the calendar is going to move. And then we come to Elul. Elul requires something different from us. You can remember what happened in your time of Av without continuing to live in Av. You can carry the wisdom of what happened without carrying the weight of what happened in every season that follows. So then comes Elul. And Elul becomes a month of looking inward, examining one's ways, repairing what needs to be. Come on, we're getting ready to enter into a month that requires us to examine our ways. We're going into a month. It's just in 2 days. Elul begins in just 2 days. It begins on Thursday. Miami-Dade County starts school on that day, right? And for many of the counties, maybe you start Thursday as well. I'm not sure. But this is the month that we're entering into that it requires us to examine our ways. It requires us to repair what needs to be repaired. It requires us to return to God for if we've left him. You know, some of us may say, "Well, no, I'm with God," but sometimes we're not really with him. We're not really with him. We're not synchronized with him. So this month that we're entering requires us to return to God, get in sync, in line with him. Prepare the heart for what is ahead, because eventually Elul will end and we will move into the month of Tishrei. And Tishrei contains the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles. I need you to see the progression, even though you may not be familiar with it all. See the progression. Remembrance, examination, return, preparation, then appointment. Did you hear the order? Remembrance, examination, return, preparation, then appointment. That is the pattern I want us to pay attention to this morning. Because I believe what God is doing amongst us right now has something to say to us being prepared. So earlier this month, Sit Miami was called to deliverance. And now he is calling us, the body of Christ, to prayer. And I don't think those things are disconnected. Deliverance removes something, but deliverance also causes us to enter into something. And what does prayer do? Prayer develops. It develops something. Yeah. Deliverance is going to address what has occupied, what has oppressed, what has bound us, what has hindered us, what has attached itself to us. But after something comes out, something has to be built in that place. Jesus actually warned about a house that was swept and garnished, but then left empty. Freedom was never supposed to terminate at emptiness. So perhaps the question after deliverance, it's not just what came out of me. The next question is, what is God trying to establish in me now that there is room? Deliverance is not just about what comes out. It's also about what we're going into. So I got just 3 points before we pray. And if you have, I don't want you to do it if you're driving. You can always come back to this recording. But if you're in a position to write these 3 points down, you may not catch everything, but just write this down. Number one, examine me. Examine me. Our first prayer target is going to be a prayer of examination. David said in the book of Psalm, if you look at Psalm 139, he says, "Search me, O God." He said, know my heart, try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. But then he says, comma, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Notice, David did not say, God, show me everybody else. He said, search me. There are things we can identify in ourselves, and there are things we cannot see without the assistance of the Holy Spirit. There are motives we have learned to justify. There are reactions that have become normal to us. There are attitudes we have renamed as our personality. There are patterns we have accommodated because we have lived with them so long. There are places where we have been praying for God to change our circumstances while God is trying to change something in us. So when we pray this morning, we're saying, search me. We are giving God permission to move beyond what we already know. And coming out of mass deliverance, this becomes even more important because deliverance is not the end of examination. Sometimes freedom allows you to finally see clearly what needs to be developed. So our first prayer this morning is, Lord, examine me. Show me where I am. Show me what this season has produced in me. Show me what I have tolerated. Come on. Show me where my thinking has moved away from your thinking. Show me where my desires have become disorder. Come on. Show me what needs healing. Show me what needs discipline. Show me what needs repentance. Show me what needs strengthening. And do not allow me to enter another season. Come on. Carrying something you intended for me to confront in this one. Can we pray together? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, and our prayer is the prayer of David. Come on, search us, O God. Search our hearts. Try us this morning. Know our thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in us. Holy Spirit, go beyond the places we have already examined. Come on, go beyond the things we already know. We're praying this morning that you would go beyond the things we have already identified. We're praying this morning that you would search the places we have learned to hide from ourselves. Search our motives on the Danama Aliansaria. Search our intentions. Search our appetites. Search our desires. Search our responses. We're praying this morning, oh God, that you would search our conversations, that you would search our relationships, Father. Search my habits, Amalaya. Search my thought life. God, search the places where pain has changed the way I think. Father, oh God, search the places where disappointment has changed the way I respond. Search the places where rejection has changed the way that I relate to people. I'm praying this morning, oh God, that you would search the places where fear has caused me to build systems of protection that I never was instructed to build. I'm praying this morning, Father, show me what this last season produced in me. If grief produced bitterness in me, God, show me. Pluck it out of my heart. If disappointment is producing unbelief in me, not only show me, God, pluck it up out of me. Remove the unbelief. From my heart, oh God. If betrayal produced distrust in me, God, show me. But I pray that you would crucify, oh God, in the name of Jesus, this betrayal in my heart. If warfare has produced exhaustion in me. Father, we're praying that you would strengthen your soldiers on this morning that have been on the battlefield and they need to be triaged this morning. Father, I pray on the behalf of your people. I let an Amalia. I stand in the gap this morning and I pray that a strength, Lord God, begins to blanket them as we pray. Oh God, I pray, Lord God, that you would repair, Lord God, the wounds that they've experienced in battle. Your word declares that you are near to the brokenhearted. God, in waiting has produced an impatience in me. Father, show me, oh God, and help me to wait, for I know, Ambalaya. Oh God, I know, Father, Lord God, that you are in my waiting period. Father, I know, oh God, there's a time for me, oh God, to be measured. During my waited period, God, if pain has produced a hardness in us today, I pray, God, this morning that you not just use prayer as a hammer, but that you use rain, oh God, to wash away yesterday, to wash away residue, to wash away the things, oh God, that we have carried in this season. We don't want to simply just remember what happened to us. We want to understand what happened in us because of what happened to us. So, Father, we say, we cry out this morning, examine me. Come on. Ask the Lord to examine your heart. Father, wherever something has been exposed this morning, give us grace to confront it without being condemning to ourselves. Lord God, without excuses, help us to confront the very thing that you are exposing in us today. We submit ourselves to your examination. May your eyes look upon us this morning. Look upon us and examine us, oh God. We trust your hands. We declare that we will not carry into this month of Elul that is just 2 days away, that we will not carry into another season what you are calling us to confront in this one. Somebody shout in Jesus' name. Say in Jesus' name. Amen. And so as we have examined ourselves on this morning, because that's what we have to first do, now we're going to return. Come on, somebody shout return. You shout it in your car, wherever you are, in your kitchen. Return, return. The month of Elul is traditionally associated with a Hebrew word called teshuvah. And the Hebrew idea of returning, and that is important. Why? I'm not just throwing around words this morning. This is important because repentance biblically is more than just feeling badly about something. You know that. There is movement involved in repentance. Yep. There is movement involved in repentance. Father, oh God, remove this pain. Remove this pain so I can make it through this. Remove it, Father, in Jesus' name. There is movement involved in repentance. God repeatedly tells his people, he says, return unto me. He said it in the book of Joel, chapter number 2, if you look at verse 12, he said, therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all of your heart. There are people on this prayer line this morning who have not necessarily walked away from God, but there are places in our lives that need to return to his order. Your prayer life may need to return. Your discipline may need to return. Come on, your hunger may need to return. And we're just 34 minutes in the call. Your attention may need to return. Your stewardship, come on, over your finances. You may have stopped tithing. You may have thought in your mind, I can't afford to tithe. But I'm here this morning to remind you that you can afford not to tithe. Your stewardship over the things that God has given to your hands may need to return. Your sensitivity may need to return. Come on. Your priorities may need to return. You can still love God and recognize, I am not where I was in this area. And sometimes we keep asking God for something new when what he is saying is, now return to what I already told you. Return to the instruction. Come on. Return to that prophetic word that I gave you a year ago. Return to the place of prayer. Return to your word. Return to obedience. Return to the discipline that you abandoned. Return to the thing you knew to do before life became so complicated. And so in our second prayer point, Lord, return me to alignment. Come on, right in your house this morning, taking your children to school, on your way to work, everybody in the car, say, Lord, return me to alignment, not backward into an old season, but back into agreement with you. Anything that has drifted, bring it back into alignment. Anything that has become dull in my life, awaken it, Father. Anything that has become disordered, reorder it. I'm already praying. Anywhere I've moved from your instruction, come on, bring me back into agreement, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're crying out this morning, not out of a ritual, not out of repetition, but Father, a fresh, oh God, a fresh prayer this morning. Return me to alignment. God, with a fresh, oh God, prayer. Oh God, with fresh words off of our lips. Oh God, return me back to alignment. I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to walk in my old season. I don't want to walk in old relationships that mean me no good in this season. Oh God, I don't want to go backward into old identities. I want to return. I want every part of me, oh God, that has drifted back in. I want to return back into agreement with you. Whatever I have drifted, I may not see it, Father, but God, guide me back into agreement with you. Your word says, you said in Joel, Lord God, turn ye even to me with all your heart. And even though you were talking to those people, Lord God, those people that came before us, I believe you're saying to us now for us to return with all of our heart. So we turn our hearts towards you again, Father, on this 12th day, oh God, of August. Oh God, this 12th day, oh God, this new beginning and this governmental number, we turn our hearts to you. We turn our minds to you. We turn our attention that has wandered. God, we say, return it. Return it. Return my attention. Return my focus. Come on. Where our prayer lives have been dull, where our prayer lives have been inconsistent, where our prayer lives have just been redundant, God, return us back. Oh, God, return us back, Father. God, our hunger. God, we need, Lord God, you to blow on our hunger this morning. Blow on our hunger for the word. Some of us, we will pray, but we won't read the word of God. I'm praying this morning that you will strengthen our hunger for the word, the strengthen our hunger, the hunger that has diminished because of busyness, because of, Lord God, the pressures of the day. God, let our hunger be restored.
restored. Lord God, may it be reinvented even. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would awaken our hunger. Come on and just touch yourself on this morning and call it anything that is dormant in me. Come on, awaken, awaken, awaken. Awaken spirit man. Awaken hunger. Awaken prayer life. God, where our sensitivity to your spirit has become dull, we're praying for sharpened sensitivity to come upon us now in the name of Jesus. Sharpen me today so I don't miss you, so I don't miss the signs you want to show me, so I don't miss, oh God, where you would have me to be, at what time you would have me to be there, so I don't miss, oh God, your nudges, so I don't miss, oh God, what you are actually saying, God, where our obedience has become delayed, Father, we're praying that you will correct it, that we will no longer be slowful or procrastinate when it comes to obedience, that we will obey and we will obey quickly, where our priorities have become disordered, Father, we're praying, God, that you would reorder them, God, where we have neglected instructions that you have already gave us, because we were waiting for another word, bring the first word back to our remembrance, in the name of Jesus, I'm calling back now in Jesus' name, as I stand in the gap for each and every one of you this morning, I'm calling those memories forward, I'm calling those prophetic words forward. May you be reminded of what the Lord has said to you. May you be reminded of who you are. May you be reminded of what the Lord has spoken over your life, where you have neglected instructions that you already, that the Lord has already given you. You, because you were waiting for something else. May he bring it forward this morning. Father, show us where we have drifted gradually, because sometimes we don't just walk away. Sometimes we're drifting little by little, decision by decision, compromise by compromise, distraction by distraction, until one day we look up and we realize we are not standing where we once stood. So, Father, bring us back where our boats have drifted into the middle of the ocean. Bring us back, oh God, to the dock. Bring us back into alignment. Return our households to order. Return our relationships to order. Return our finances to order. Return our schedules to order. Father, return our churches to order. Male Cambrosaya. Return our leadership, oh God, to order. We want our worship to return to your order. We want our lives, return to Malia, to return to your order, Father, where repentance is required. Give us the humility, oh God, to repent. God, wherever forgiveness is required, give us the grace, oh God, to forgive and forgive quickly. Wherever we need to apologize, God, God, I pray that the conviction of the Lord fall upon us. Give us the humility to apologize. God, wherever restitution is required, give us courage to make it right, Father. God, we do not want to enter another season asking you to bless what you already told us to correct. So, Father, we're praying, oh God, we're ending this segment, Father, back into agreement with you. Say, I'm back in agreement with the Lord. Every place that needs to be corrected, I'm submitting it to you to bring it back into its rightful order. Lord God, thank you, oh God, this morning that you are bringing us back into agreement with you in Jesus' name. And our last prayer point is prepare prepare me. We went from examine to return. Do you see the progression? And now we're at prepare me. Prepare me. Say it. Prepare me, Father. Come on. Just say it internally. You're talking to the Lord this morning. You're on the phone with people, but you are still here with the Lord. It's just you and him. Father, prepare me. I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to the Lord at the same time. Father, prepare me. This may be the most important one, because preparation acknowledges that where I am is not necessarily where I'm staying. Come on, somebody, this morning. There is something ahead. Come on. There is something ahead. Do you hear me this morning, people of God? There is something ahead. And biblically, God's people repeatedly had to prepare before significant moments. God asking us to prepare is not something unusual. Come on. He always had the people to prepare before he was going to take them ahead. Preparation is evidence that the present moment is connected to a future moment. God may be dealing with something in today, right? Because somewhere he intends to bring us into tomorrow. God may be dealing with something in you in this moment. Right? Amen. Because there is a future and an expected end for you. Amen. That means I cannot judge today's instruction only by whether I understand its immediate purpose. Come on. Sometimes God says pray because something is ahead. Sometimes he tells you to fast and you may not have all of the instructions, but you just better know that something is ahead. Sometimes God says separate because something is ahead. Sometimes he calls you into a time of study, studying something specifically, because we always should be studying, but something specific because something is ahead, right? Sometimes God says, I need you to rest. Come on. There's a season of rest, right, that comes upon you where you're not doing as much. Why? Because there's something ahead. Sometimes God says, get your house in order because something is ahead. And sometimes he does not tell you everything about what is ahead. He just tells you what? He says, prepare. Come on, prepare. And this is how prophetic people have to mature. If you are prophetic in nature, which each of you are, you may be at, you know, different dimensions of the prophetic, but you are all prophetic people, and this is where we all must mature. We cannot require God to give us the entire explanation before we obey that present instruction. Noah did not need rain falling on his head before he started building. Israel had to prepare, right? Joshua told the people, I said it in the beginning, I recited the scripture, sanctified themselves before they saw what God was doing. So our prayer this morning is not going to be, God, tell me everything that's coming. Our prayer is what? God, prepare me for whatever obedience will be required of me next. Prepare my mind. Prepare my spirit. Prepare my character. Prepare my relationships. Prepare my finances, Father. Prepare our households. Prepare my leadership. Prepare my church. Prepare us as intercessors. Prepare our families, God. Prepare us for whatever you already know that we do not know yet. Father, in the name of Jesus, come on. Say, prepare me. Come on. Prepare us. Prepare your church. Prepare us as the bride, oh God. Oh God, get the wrinkles out. Get the stains out of me. Hey, my God, get the wrinkles out of me. Get the stains out of my flesh. You know what is ahead of us, oh God. You know what is around the corner. You know the opportunities that we have not seen. You know the conversations that we have not had. You know the doors that have not opened as of yet. You know the battles that we have not yet encountered. Father, you know the responsibilities we have not received yet. You know the places you intend to send us. You know what the remainder of this year holds. So prepare us. Prepare us for what you already know, Father. We surrender our demand to know everything before we obey. We say, pray, Malakoshata. If you say pray, God, teach us how to pray. Even though we know a measure of how to pray, God, we want another measure of teaching, another measure of our prayer life to grow, oh God. God, you called us to pray, so teach us how to pray. Teach us how to pray in this season we're in. Oh God, if you say fast, God, give us the grace to fast. Give us how you want us to fast. Oh God, help us to endure the affliction, oh God, that you're supposed to feel when you fast. Oh God, as we submit our bodies, oh God, to you, Father. Help us, oh God, to endure all the way to the end, oh God. Oh, God, if you say rest, teach us to rest. If you say move, God, give us the courage to move. If you say stay, God, give us the discipline to stay. God, you say study. Make us diligent when it comes to studying your word. God, you're telling us to build. So give us the strategy. Oh, God, if you say release it, give us grace to let it go. Oh, God, give us patience to wait. Prepare our minds, oh, God, so that opportunity does not overwhelm us. Prepare our character so that elevation does not destroy us, Father. Prepare our finances so that provision has somewhere responsible to land, Father. Prepare our relationships so that we recognize who belongs in this next season and who does not. Prepare our bodies. Prepare our minds, God. Prepare our children. Prepare our marriages, Father. God, we cry out today, oh God, for ministries. We cry out for marriages. We cry out for educators. We cry out for bankers this morning. We cry out for the intercessors. We cry out for Sit Miami. We cry out for Second Baptist. We cry out, oh God, for Sweet Home. We cry out for Demonstrate Culture. We cry out for, oh God, every church that is represented here on this line, oh God. We cry out, oh Maled, na 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 ma alando dobo o shataya, oh God, and any anda na laba ansa for the leaders of these, oh God. Churches. God, we cry out this morning for the body of Christ. Prepare us not only for the blessing, oh God, but for the responsibility. Oh, how we forget that there's a responsibility when you bless us. So God, prepare us for the responsibility. Prepare us for greater weight. Oh God, some of us are not prepared. But prepare us for greater weight. Prepare us for greater influence. Prepare us for greater accountability. Prepare us, oh God, for greater service. Prepare us for whatever obedience will be required next. We declare that we will not arrive at an appointed moment unprepared because we refuse the instruction that preceded it. Because we are saying this morning, sanctify us today for what you know about tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. And so, people of God, I don't want you to let these words fall to the ground. We're at 5:53. Don't let what you've heard this morning during the fourth watch, don't let this just be religious activity. God knows what his people need before his people know what they need. And that is why we cannot wait until we understand everything to obey God. And so we are here on the 29th of Av. On the Gregorian calendar, today is August 12th. And we are standing right at the threshold of Elul. I need you to see that with your spiritual eye this morning, that you're standing right at the threshold of a new season. Tomorrow begins what is called Rosh Kodesh Elul. It's right before the day of Elul. One Elul follows. Tomorrow is Rosh Kodesh Elul. And then Elul is here. Ahead of us is a month where we are to examine, repent, return, and prepare. Why? Because appointed times are coming. I just need you to see the principle and the pattern. Seasons change, and we must change with them. You're right on the brink of a transition. You're right on the brink of a new season. I need you to see yourself before you walk through that door. Prepare yourself so you're able to accommodate what God has in your future. With just a few more moments before 6 a.m., and I know many of you may be already in your cars or on the bus or however you commute, I want to open up the line for anyone that this word may have resonated with. Or if you have a testimony that you would like to share, I want to give a few moments for you to respond to the Lord. So you can unmute your line at this time. If you feel so led to come forth, you could do so at this time. Grace and peace, this is Pastor Cam. I want to say thank you, Apostle, for this. I thank God for this solemn assembly of prayer. God is faithful, and he hears the cries of his children. And I thank you today for this. I love God, and all I have in my heart is yes and amen. I agree with God. Thank you.
Good morning, Thanks. Pastor Bethel.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm currently at work, but I'm so blessed just to share just a quick moment because I can't be on the phone very long. This is Deacon Stuckey.
Hey, good morning, Deacon Stuckey.
Good morning.
So
good
glad to hear your voice.
And likewise. I was so blessed today just encouraging each and every one to pray more, seek God more for direction. And I want to thank you for allowing this prayer to go through, because it's been a long time since I've been on a prayer line, since we moved into Sebring. And I want to thank God just for you being a blessing to my family, to others, to your leadership, not only in song, but for your direction that God has leaded you to this point in life. It's just a blessing just to know you, and to know you is to love you. And to love you is to love others. And that's the things that I've actually learned from you, just watching you from afar. And I want to thank God for you. And I really want to continue to pray your strength in the Lord and my strength as well.
Amen, Deacon Stuckey. I will absolutely continue to pray for you and your family. I love you all dearly. You know that. And I'm so grateful that you are able to
get on. We're going to ensure that this goes up on our website. So anybody that is here, you can go back and listen to the word. We believe in, you know, just repeating the word over, getting it in our spirit, because, you know, sometimes when you're listening, you're not catching or capturing everything, but you can go back and you can listen as many times as you want. Thank you so much for sharing this morning, Deacon Stucky. I love you. Will there be another on this morning?
Good morning, Apostle, and everyone on the line. This is Katrina. I just wanted to hop on real quick and just thank you for your obedience this morning regarding prayer. The Lord has been dealing with me about remembering, and I just so much appreciate how you just brought the other piece to. It's just not about remembering. And with the examination, returning, and preparation, that just brings everything to full circle for me. And I really appreciate it, and I know this was appointed by God. Thank you so much for your obedience again. I love you all.
To God be all the glory. As we were preparing for deliverance, Katrina, we were saying this is the appointed time of deliverance. We just kept saying that this is the appointed time of deliverance. Amen. And this still is the appointed time of deliverance and prayer. This is God's set time. It's his set time. Where we, you know, he wants to bring us into the knowing of that. His set moments, his set times. He doesn't want us to, he doesn't want to keep us in the dark. He, you know, when we ask the Lord for answers, we don't know how those answers are going to come. It could come by somebody saying, hey, we have a prayer in the morning. It could come by, you know, our pastors calling us into a convocation or into a revival. It can come through our neighbor, you know, next door. It can come in so many different ways, but we don't always have the sensitivity to know what the Lord is saying and how the Lord wants us to move and when he wants us to move. And so I'm thanking God for a people who are sensitive to God. And when he calls, we're not just coming on a line out of custom. We're not just coming on a line because, you know, Ava called us into your prayer, or Ava said, no. We're coming because we feel the summons by the Lord to come into a space that he has prepared for us so that we can prepare for him. Amen. Thank you for sharing this morning, Katrina. Will there be another? If you were waiting on someone to come forth, they're not coming, so you can go ahead. Go ahead and come forth at this time before we close. I don't want to miss anyone.
Good morning. I really thank you for this prayer. I follow you on Facebook, and I was just so blessed by, because God has really been dealing with me about returning back to him, because things in my life, it's like I've fallen away from, and I've just been crying out to God to come back to him. And I just thank you for this prayer this morning.
Oh, bless God. Amen. I'm thankful that you were able to make it on this morning. And like I said, if you want to go back and listen, we're going to just give us about 24 hours and we'll have it up. You can go to our website, which is www.sent, and that's S-E-N-T, Miami.com. www.scentmiami.com. In about 24 hours, you'll be able to go and access this particular call. Amen. And you can listen to it over and over again and maybe share it with someone. And then for one more person, we're at 6:04. If there's one more person that would like to share on this morning, we would love to hear from you. Thanks so much for coming forth, woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for each and every one of you that are here live on this morning. As I stated, if you'd like to listen back to the replay, or if you'd like to share it, or you'd like to go through it yourself, in about 24 hours, it will be up on our website, www.scentmiami.com. We thank you for coming in agreement with us on this morning in prayer. Amen. And I pray that all throughout the day that you would just allow your heart to just brood in, examine, return, prepare, examine, return, prepare. Take a deep dive in the biblical months. Take a deep dive into what they mean, even past and beyond what I've shared with you today. There's so much that you can gather, amen, when you have the knowledge and the wisdom that is needed in order to follow God through these biblical patterns. Know that we love you and we bid you more grace.